Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.D. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us. So last week we talked all about where the library is going, right?
Yeah.
And some of the cool things we have coming up. I'm excited because you missed the meeting, by the way, yesterday. But the garden stuff is coming up fast.
Oh, like this year fast?
Well, like we're about to start really putting the word out.
Groundbreaking.
That's right. So that's exciting. But in order to really understand like where we are, we kind of have to understand where we came from, right?
Yes, and where we came from gets dark if we want to go down that road.
I'm interested. I didn't know this until you brought this up this morning. But according to, and this is recognized by like the Arkansas State Library, the Encyclopedia of Arkansas, like we are the oldest library in the state.
1833.
That's right. The earliest known reference to establishing a library in Hot Springs was in an 1833 letter written by a pioneering local resident, Hiram Whittington, to his brother in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, Brent went down a little bit of a rabbit hole, and he found some other previous letters, but we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Let's save that.
Yeah, let's save that a little bit later.
We can get the actual, like, library history out of the way. So, yeah, we've had a library in Hot Springs, Arkansas, since 1833. I think there were a few years that there were like gaps between like building and then the brick that killed a tourist.
And even the first one, I think whenever Whittington set up as a lending library, it wasn't really like a traditional, like, this is the place. It was his base. It was his library. His
right.
Personal library.
Yeah, and he just wrote to his brother and was like, what all books did he ask? We have that original letter, right?
Yeah, so it's Hot Springs, September 20th, 1833, to his brother Granville. And speaking of which, all of these names are awesome because it's like Hiram Abiff Whittington, uh-huh. And then Granville, and then there's some other family members that I found later.
Okay.
But you can put up the following books, and I will direct you how to forward them by the time you get them ready. Byron's works with the sufficed pieces, Harper's Family Library, which is like cheating, you know.
Yeah, kind of.
Like,
right.
There's a book library. All right. British poets, Cooper's novels, Washington Irving's works, Bulwer's works, Scott's novels, Jefferson's writing, Webster's speeches with the likeness, 3 copies, Federalist of 1788. Private Memoirs of Napoleon, Paine's political work, Mrs. Trollope, and Scott's political work.
So those are the first books that started our library.
And I guess like Mrs. Trollope might be the only fictional one that's like, you know.
Well, Washington Irving, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I, you know, it's like, it's all these like political evidence. Mrs. Trollope.
Yeah, just for
something
measure.
For the ladies.
I think that's funny.
Okay, yeah. So, in addition to the above, you may procure such of the late novels as are interesting to get. My object is to keep a circulation library here next season.
That's right.
So that's pretty
and
good.
And look at us now. 2022.
Yep. We're still kicking.
That's right.
Way to go. And Whittington is, you know, Whittington Street, and that's where he lived.
It was like that intersection right there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Mr. Webb's presentation that he gives whenever he does, like, the visual presentation, and he talks about this? He has a slide of the original log cabin library that he drew.
Oh, yeah.
He drew it.
No.
It's so funny because, like, he's giving this serious speech, and he's like, this is what I think the original library looked like. And it's like, oh, it's so charming. It really is.
I want it to be like a little kid's, like, car drawings.
Oh, it looks like it.
Like, here's what I think the original library was, and
it's like endearing.
One of those squares with the triangle rooftops.
That's very much what this is. You should ask him to see it. It's great. So, from the beginning, as the library grew, it like relocated a few times in Hot Springs. So there was a facility on Central Avenue and Court Street.
Oh, okay.
There was another one. It was downtown on Valley. What was Valley at the time? It's all in this. But I mean, it moved around several times.
Yeah.
Until in 1951 is whenever it was at Woodbine, which was the previous building to where we are now on Malvern Avenue. That's the library that I remember visiting as a kid.
Was it Garland County Library or was that?
It was Garland County Library.
Okay, because at some point there were two libraries in town. There was Tri-Lakes Library.
Right. It's so confusing,
yeah,
right?
Tri-Lakes Regional Library, and then we had Garland County Library.
And now we're going to have the Saga library system.
Yeah. Saline County, Garland County.
So the when we lived on Woodbine and Hawthorne Street, it said this was primarily due to the efforts of Hot Springs citizens and local civics club who supported the one mill library tax, which was voted in 1948. So that's what got us the library building in 1951. Have you, you've been to the DMV?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I like it.
So after moving into the new home on Woodbine and Hawthorne, the library expanded to include like reading clubs for young people, a books by mail program. It's been a long time since we've had that, or you know, we've had that a bookmobile that served rural communities and schools in Garland and Montgomery counties.
Oh, so we're still kind of.
So we did have a proper bookmobile way back then.
I was wondering if Montgomery County was going to be involved at all because, okay, so Hiram is our guy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Hiram Whittington. His brother Granville actually founded Mount Ida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's so neat. I was wondering if there was going to be like a little like reciprocal agreement with Mount Ida and. Or Montgomery County and Garland County.
Interesting. So I guess there used to be.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting. So it looks like when the facility at Woodbine and Hawthorne became like inadequate for the Garland County's growing needs, the voters again approved taxes to benefit the library. And in 1995, utilizing land available at the site of the Garland County Health Department, the current Garland County Library was opened at 1427 Malvern Avenue.
And you can still see it in all of its glory.
That's right. We're still there.
Still there. Still kicking. We're still going to be there.
That's
even
right.
With the new remodel.
Bigger.
Bigger.
Taller.
We're going up.
Growing up. So I've almost finished this one. I'm going to read through this one real quick, and then I want you to get into more of this history because I'm really interested in what you have to say.
With Hiram?
Yeah, I am. I'm tickled that you found such fun stuff. So the library provides the community with access to books, audiobooks, CDs, DVDs, interlibrary loans, software, video games, and so on. I mean, this is already out of date. As soon as something's published, it's out of date because we've already added something new.
If there was only a way that we could collect all the news in one clickable link.
I know, it'd just be so crazy to just be able to go to like gclibrary.com and find out everything you want to know about the
click
library.
Click news on the main page. Or if there was something like gclibrary.com/news.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
You know, you could go to it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If such a thing existed.
It does exist.
It does exist.
You know why? I made it. That's why it exists. So that pretty much sums up the general history of the library. I do want to mention our Friends of the Library group really quick.
That's what I was going to do. Since 1975.
That's right. 1975. That's incredible. Since 1975, they've operated a nonprofit book sale room, and all the proceeds benefit go back into the library. So if you've ever come to the library and had a snack or attended a program that had supplies or won a prize, that came from our Friends of the Garland County Library, or Best Friends of the Garland County Library.
That's what we like to call them.
That's right. That's what we call them.
And I'm staring at a picture right now. Friends of the Library, organizational meeting, October 16th, 1975.
That was my birth. That was 10 years before I was born.
Seated at the table left to right is Jean Ledgewidge, Mrs. Martin Eisel, and Mrs. Edward Douglas. And ladies, thank you so much because... and I like to think that our current best friends of the library is really doing great.
They're doing a great job. Yeah. So. The annual sale's coming up in September. You know, it was in the spring, but COVID kind of messed everything up.
Yeah.
And then they like it in the fall now. So it's
It in the fall.
I do too.
And especially with like September, so many things are going on.
That's true. Yes.
You know, so.
But then it's just no big deal to just pop over to the library and grab some cheap books. But they're going to fundraise specifically this year to get something to go in the garden. So they're trying to fundraise extra for the sale to buy like one of the shades or, you know, fund the orchard or something like that.
And remember, too, we're going to have other opportunities for sponsorships on basically everything, but especially the garden. So there's going to be like bricks and benches and flower or plant holders or something like that.
Plant holders.
I don't have a green thumb. I have a red thumb. Uh-huh. Everything that I try to grow dies.
Yeah.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
Oh, I like this from John Alfred Langford. No matter what rank or position may be, the lover of books is the richest and happiest of the children of men.
Hmm.
Aww.
That was in the article from the Record.
Yeah. Oh, here's Garland Montgomery Regional Library. So we did actually have that. Mm-hmm. And
let's picture the bookmobile.
The bookworm.
Oh, how cute is that?
That would be pretty neat to like bring it back. And I'm seeing a picture of Gordon L. Williams, which if you come to our library right now and if you use our auditorium, it's named after her. She's a longtime librarian.
That's right.
Her title was Our Lady of the Library.
Is that on her name tag?
Yeah, I wish, yeah.
I'm being like, do I get to pick my name? That's already taken, so.
Lord of the Library. Brent Carroll, Lord of the Library.
So let me hear, so Hiram. Okay.
So, yeah, I went off on a little bit of a tangent yesterday. I wanted to do all Garland County Library stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then I went to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas,
yeah.
And I looked up our history, which we, you know, we kind of covered.
Yeah.
And then I just, there was a couple of mentions of Hiram Whittington and his letters to his brother.
Okay.
And then I clicked on his. And then I pulled up my old grad school historical databases to get some of these free letters in.
Uh-huh. I've never read these. So.
And because even the encyclopedia says, although he did great things and mm-hmm. made, you know, huge strides for our state, and he is the founder of our library and Whittington Park's named after him, they did say that he didn't have 100% kind words to say about the region.
Well, and you mentioned that before we came in, and I think that that's interesting because he wrote these letters, what, six years before he sent off for these books.
Yeah.
So in a way, like, I'm trying to think of, like, well, I haven't read the letters yet, so I don't know, maybe
I'm only
going to
do little excerpts.
Okay, yeah, you might want to.
Some of them are, and it's important to remember that people can change.
And he did change, and he brought a library to Hot Springs.
He did change. So this is the first letter that he wrote his brother upon arriving in Arkansas territory.
And he was from Boston.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's from Boston, and he just made it from, you know, to around Little Rock in Garland County. And he's trying to give his brother, here's the feel of, you know, everything
about
here.
Okay, so we're
about
to get a feel of Hot Springs in 1827. Okay.
And even better, he arrived on, so this is in the afternoon of Sunday, the 24th of December. So this is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Hiram's in the best, you know, holiday spirits.
Right,
he's going to talk about, what makes us so great.
Okay.
And so this is a quote from his letters. The town, and I believe the whole territory, is inhabited by the dregs of Kentucky, Georgia, and Louisiana, but primarily from the former, and a more drunken, good-for-nothing set of fellows never got together.
You know what, though? You know, I mean, it lines up with what I know of the history of Hot Springs.
I love it so much.
You know, like, all right. I see.
He talks about, I won't really say his views on the,
No.
All right.
Yeah.
But of the female part of the community, instead of lap dogs, which is what he was used to in Boston,
uh-huh.
we were a very huge bear territory. And they would have cubs. That was like the Paris Hilton thing of the time where affluent ladies.
I thought you were going to say chickens, so you went bears and I'm intrigued.
They had bear cubs. And okay. So he's walking down the street. And so he lived right basically at Spencer's Corner. And he's talking about there's a bubbly brook right outside. There's, you know, drunkards everywhere. And then he can always see women carrying cubs, which was like the big fashionable thing to do.
Wow. Okay. I just imagine people taking their bear cubs to the ostrich races.
Yeah.
Oak Lawn.
I would love to just be a fly on the wall because this is where you can start to see the idea of what he wants to bring to the community.
Okay.
Is whenever he's talking about, here's the judges and the most official people
uh-huh.
of the town. The Secretary of the Territory and the judges of the Supreme Court drink whiskey out of the same cup with the lowest vagabond and roll together in the same gutter.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does he really feel?
There has been more than a dozen murders committed here, but the murderer is always acquitted. The greatest drunkards fill the most responsible offices.
Wow.
And so he's talking about him and his printer are like the sober men in town and how much they're hated. You know,
uh-huh.
it's the learned book people here, and it's him and his boss. And he goes on about how much the town has frequently threatened them. They always throw rocks or something like that. And so you can start to see his idea of, I have to get these people learned. I have to throw some books at these people.
I have to get Miss Trollope.
I have to get Mrs. Trollope here. They're going to love it. The bear cubs can read over their shoulder. And, you know, he's just, he goes on and on about it. The men get drunk and generally have a fight before they get sober. Last Sunday I saw two ladies walking out with a young cub in their arms. They are used instead of lap dogs here.
Weird.
Yeah.
I've never heard that about
Hot Springs. I haven't either.
Okay.
He does talk about, so he was trying to trade with the Native Americans or something like that, and they would bring elk and they would bring deer, and apparently Hot Springs, Garland County, was like, no, we have bear meat, and this is what we want.
Okay.
And so they were afraid.
No, we have water.
Yeah, no, they were so proud of the bear territory here, and he even talks about that, like how the traders would just kind
of
come in with bear fur.
And that's why we don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I imagine. This is, if you can find these letters, I know the Garland County Historical Society has them collected for like $20 or $24.99, I think. Uh-huh. And it's his entire, you know, collection. Cause yeah. I only went through
like the archive to be able to access the archive. Sure.
You know, I only went through a few, but he goes on about, so he's writing his brother back in Boston and they're going to come here in a few years.
Uh-huh.
But even at the end of this letter, you know, he says, I need to get married, and this is what I'm looking for in a wife, and I will be there next year to pick her up.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
I'm so glad the world's changed.
But Hiram, thank you so much for doing everything you did. And he did say, there were so many, because this letter was kind of disparaging towards the whole territory.
Uh-huh.
But even throughout this, he's saying, like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I slept out under the stars last night on my first night here, and I loved it. And in Arkansas fashion, immediately after that, he follows it up with, I'm going to tell you about things called ticks.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I went down a huge rabbit hole, not so much at the Garland County Library, but the founder of the Garland County Library.
No, that's neat. I'm glad. I didn't expect you to come with these letters.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I could go on, and some of the stuff, although...
Maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe we should read more of them tomorrow morning.
On our
weekly radio show.
Checked out on KUHS.
That's right, every Thursday morning from 8 to 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Let's do that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So you guys can kind of... Because he doesn't swear anything. I mean, this is 1827.
Yeah.
But some of the things that he says...
Yeah.
Is very...
The world's changed.
The world's changed a lot.
So what do we want to talk about next week? I think we should talk about some of the special things you can check out.
I think so, too. Someone was filming a movie there Sunday, and the crew just so happened to walk into the fun entertainment shelves.
That's right.
And I heard a couple of people say, is that Cake Pan?
Right.
Is that...
Are those puzzles?
Are those... Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's what we should talk about next week.
Okay.
You're gonna do a deep dive and find some history about...
Here's where cake pans were invented.
In Hot Springs, Arkansas.
The creator of the cake pan was...
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, go to gclibrary.com/news.
Keep up with what's going on.
Yeah.
And also social media. That's probably the easiest, quickest way to get your information.
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter.
We have a great YouTube page now full of tons of programs that we've been putting on. So, visit us online or come and see us, 1427 Malvern Avenue.
And depending on the time that you're listening to this, if you're in September, remember it's Show Me Your Library Card Month.
That's
so,
right.
Go
and
get
you'll
some
learn
deals
more about
town.
That at gclibrary.com/news.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes release each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.